Is that your last slide?
Yes.
Okay.
My name is Mike Dortch. I'm one of the landowners out here. My son sitting behind me, Chris Dortch, is the owner of the existing bed and breakfast. And the other owner of the property that we represent is my son-in-law, Ammon Hardy. I'm a recovering developer, and I think that's why my son wanted me to kind of take point here. But I hope one of you can find a way to ask him a question before it's all over. I'd love to see him up here at the mic. My son purchased the bed and breakfast about, a little over a year ago, ran it this past season, and it was a humming little business, pun intended. It did a good business. The one thing it showed him is that there's a huge unserved nightly rental need. I guess you guys are seeing that. I mean, this Airbnb is a wonderful thing. That's causing you guys some headaches. Might be surprised to hear that it does us as well. It has basically killed, or is in large part killing, the little bed and breakfast industry. As you have so many of these little basements and things that are renting, that they're driving the margins down, so these little 6 to 8 unit bed and breakfasts just don't have the margins to make it. So the effort, the effort that we're doing here is to try and save the little business and make it a go, and that's, since the margins are down, the only way to deal with that is to add units. And so that's what we're trying to do here. And I think, you know, I know that you guys are probably seeing a pretty good push for nightly rentals, which is probably a pretty good indication that there's an underserved need. The best way to handle that, in our opinion, is to find a good place and put all those together in one place. And I hope you can see in your application that that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to take a little spot that's pretty isolated. It's on two sides of it. It's surrounded by that Grant Woods Conservancy area that he's got on two sides. And then we have two sides where the neighbors are, but they're both separated by quite large gullies. If you want to go back, so it's fairly isolated for being so... for being kind of right in the middle of a neighborhood. Go back to our the very first slide. There you go. If you see on this, did you put those comments in the packet?
Mm-hmm. The what?
That we received, that you sent me today?
Yes. Some of them were on their desk tonight.
So. Okay, good. Well, we got some comments from some of the neighbors, and I apologize to you and the neighbors that are here. Our intent was to go visit with everybody in their bedrooms that was surrounding there, because my experience tells me that when people don't understand something, they're lots of times unjustly concerned. And our intention was to go meet with everybody, so I apologize to everybody in the room that could have saved a lot of trouble, I think, if we could have met with some people and answered some questions privately. But that wasn't possible with the virus. But we got three comments from the people on the east side of Hampton Road, which is off the map. And all of them basically concerned with the thing, with the various concerns. But one thing I wanted to point out is that Hampton Road, where it used to have three lots on it, so there would be three new homes in this piece right here, we'll now only have two because we're redoing those lot lines. And so those will be single-family homes that will not be part of the resort. They will just be single-family homes to provide a buffer there to that existing subdivision, so that everything that's on Hampton Road will just be part of the old subdivision like it used to be, except with one less home. And then we'll redo the property line so that it runs down through there, through the middle of the gully, and then we're just going to kind of let the gully, the very bottom of the gully, go up into woods to provide a really good buffer right there to that neighborhood, because everywhere else it is extensively buffered. And I think that a lot of the other things that we're going to be doing is we're going to be bringing everything to code. We've gotten approval from the state to drill now a public well. got the approval to build it, so it'll now be served properly with water. And so I think bringing everything to code will be a big benefit. Any questions?
So where does Hampton Road, where does that push out to? How do you gain access?
Hampton Road, oh, it goes right out there. If you can go to that picture with the entry, right there you can see there's three roads that come together. Live Oak and Hampton come together. And then Hampton continues on and goes out to the, there you go, right there. So that's Hampton Road. Live Oak is going off to the right. That's a subdivision that's over there. Then there's a big gully between it and the resort. And then Hampton continues off to the left. And the road that goes straight is Ruby's Rest. All of the properties that are in the resort will front on that road. No other properties do. So nobody else takes a driveway off that road except the resort.
There's the intersection.
And one of the comments from one of the neighbors over there was that that area is a little bit of a problem because they got the mailbox and a and the school bus pickup right there. We agree.
Excuse me, if you guys could respect his time, you guys will have an opportunity to speak, okay?
Yeah.
He just didn't hear.
Okay. Yeah, we'll follow up with you.
Well, to that, we agree. That needs to be redone. That's where we intend to do a nice entry feature. May involve moving the mailboxes a little bit so there's a little better separation between the mail and the school bus pickup and the entry off of Hampton Road. And there's plenty of room there to do it. It's just poorly done.
Any other questions, or let's get the public hearing going? You want to have a seat?
Okay.
Is there anyone here that wants to speak on behalf of the application, for the application? Seeing none, can I have a raise your hand if you've signed up to speak opposed? And do you have a special order that you want to go in that you've talked? Or, ma'am, do you want to go first? Come on up. Yeah, or are you going to be with her to help?
I'm her husband.
Okay.
We've already been through this before.
Your name is? I'm sorry, ma'am.
My name is Janet Fearsgine.
Excuse me, sir. Could you please just hang in there and we'll let you speak?
Okay,
second time though. Second time. Okay.
I live at 1188 Hampton Road, and we have gone to a hearing before a few years back when Leighton Bell tried to use our property and put a road through it for that gully, and we stopped that. That road is vacant, and it can be used for nothing. And yet, I still oppose because our neighbor next door, he died. So they've been trying to fix up his home, and it has been nothing but a nightmare for us. We're not used to this traffic. We're not used to the noise starting at 7 a.m. in the morning, and it's just terrible. I have to have my sleep. I'm elderly. I can't be exposed to the virus or anything else. And I don't want any more of this. I moved here because it was a nice, quiet neighborhood. And I know the Bells tried from the Hummingbird Inn. They tried to scam us all. And I don't want to live like this. We bought the property because we want to keep some quiet, and that's what we want. And I don't want any more business. And the only thing I can think a treehouse would be good for would to be kill all our deer. And we love our deer. And we love to walk out the outdoors. We love the cows. We love the chickens. We love all that. But we don't want those rifles going off all the time. And we've had that before too. The bells used to shoot all the deer up. Well, our deer have finally come back, and thank goodness. Thank you very much.
Sir, can you point out where y'all live at?
I don't really understand the map.
We live up from the gully.
Okay.
The gully down there, it's got a running stream down there. We live up from there. It used to be Ron Bell's mother's house. There's
That's it right there, 1188.
Yeah.
I'm just having to hit on it. It's right there.
And then it's the Cox's place, and then there's a house beside us, and then us.
Okay. Just wanted.
There's a vacant house right now because he died, and then there's a whole house down there.
Okay.
Yeah, and the whole house has foster kids there, and they need to be protected. They've had a bad life as it is, and it doesn't help to have business in there. This is a residential area, really, and the bells just kind of. I don't know, they kind of spoiled the neighborhood, I would say.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, next, you want to go next? Or you got to...
Yeah, I'm going to go last. You want to go last? Okay. I'm at 1199.
We need, if you would, come up here, and we need your name, please, and then...
My name's Chris Henderson.
Okay.
I'm at 1199. There you go. A few issues that I have and a few things I've heard. First of all, that has not been a bed and breakfast since 2005. That was, Bell did that probably... maybe 2008, somewhere around in there, 2009 maybe, but not 2005. And it never was, you know, a successful venture. I mean, it failed is what happened. So our main issue is we have invested time, we've invested money in an investment for our future. And the gentleman says he's a landowner there, but he is a new landowner. And there are people who have to have that driveway for access. One for sure, the Ruby's Rest. And we just... If you will look at the, take or relook at the pictures that he had in his presentation, if you'll notice there's no business there. It's all residential. And the only reason Bell got by with the bed and breakfast is he didn't, from what I understand, need a permit, and it did not have to be zoned commercial in order for him to do that. So never has there been any commercial property out here, and it is somewhat offensive. I understand that, I mean, I'm a business owner, so I understand, you know, looking for opportunity to make money and to make a thriving business. But the gentleman did have a responsibility to do due diligence research into a venture that he's looking to do to make sure that, you know, those things would be possible and at least give some concern to the care of all of us who have invested our time and money in a peaceful neighborhood, residential neighborhood. So I guess that's what troubles me the most. I am all for someone making an investment into something and